Find other great podcasts like this one at podmoth.network.
Welcome to Haunted Tales, your weekly dose of horror. We've got everything, from ghosts, cryptids, and curses, to deals with the devil, giant insects, and more. Sit back and enjoy this week's story after a little message from our friends.
Oh God, he thought. Felt a tightening in his chest as the beeping of the machine behind the woman kept ringing in his ears. It was the sound of her heartbeat, as calm as yesterday and the day before. 3 months. No change. No one could tell him when or even if it would get better. The doctors and nurses tried to, as they said, make him face reality, but Josh didn't want to hear it. She was lying there, sleeping. Why couldn't she just open her eyes and wake up? It would be different if there had been an accident, he told himself. If she had somehow been pushed into this coma by some external force. But no. 1 second, she had been standing in their kitchen, smiling, before falling down suddenly and never regaining consciousness. Just like that, everything had changed. His whole life had broken apart. Now, there was nothing in his home still worth living for. He was alone, truly and completely on his own. His days were spent here, and if the hospital kicked him out, he'd sit in his bed staring at the wall until it was time to come here again. He had promised her to never leave her side, and Josh intended to keep this promise, whatever happened. The beeping was still as calm and rhythmic as before, while he felt another stinging pain in his chest. When had the dream started? He couldn't remember sleeping much anymore, but these last few days had been true hell on earth. Sitting on his bed, he had nodded off, he knew. But when he had opened his eyes, strange dreams had still plagued him. There was a garden, no, graveyard, as wide as his eyes could see, full of old grey gravestones, one stranger than the last, but all of them withered from rain and wind. All but one. A statue. It looked like one of those things you'd see in a museum. White marble, a woman's face pointing at the sky, but she was covered in a shroud. Josh had instantly known that this was where he would find her. He had tried to walk, then run and sprint, but the distance had never decreased. It was impossible to reach her. In life, as in his dreams, his hand touched her cheek. She felt warm, and he thought he could hear the beeping of the machine speed up just a tiny bit. Every time he had fallen asleep, it had been the same dream. No matter what he had done or taken, this strange garden or graveyard appeared again and again. Maybe it was a sign from her. A signal. Come find me. Help me. Josh couldn't ignore it any longer. He had to do something. Help her somehow. So, if he couldn't reach her statue in his dream, maybe he'd be with her if he tried it here. Of course, the hospital staff wouldn't allow that, but Josh had hidden himself in his room, was now waiting for the nurse to make her next round before he'd finally try it. He felt tired, would only need to hold out a little bit longer, a few more minutes. His hand still stroked her cheek. He'd give anything to see her wake up again, to feel her embrace, hear her laugh. He told himself to stop thinking like that. Already tears were swimming in his eyes, blurring his sight. A new sound snuck in between the beeping of the machine. Rubber soles on linoleum floors. Someone was walking around out there. The nurse making her rounds. Josh could feel his pulse racing. What would they do if they found him here? Probably throw him out into the night. visiting hours were over. The biggest problem would be that they'd definitely check the next few times if he had snuck back in again. Josh couldn't have that. If his dreams truly were real, then this window in which he could find her again might close any day. It could already be too late, a thought popped into his head, and he could feel his pulse rising. What if she truly was gone now, and he had missed his chance? The squeaking footsteps came closer. He could hear the nurse opening the door of the room to his left. It was time to hide again, he thought, as he bent down and crawled under the hospital bed. The beeping, now above him, sounded as calm as ever. He had to twist and turn his body a bit to find a comfortable spot, lifting himself up so as to not touch the floor in any way, while staring through a gap directly at the door of this room. There was a mirror mounted on the wall next to the entrance. In the darkness, he could only see some silhouettes and the blinking lights of the machine keeping his wife alive right now. Seconds passed, then a minute, before Josh finally could hear the nurse coming toward this room. Her footsteps sped up, he thought, as the squeaking got louder. Something wasn't quite right. Suddenly, the door got pushed open. He could see two legs standing in the entrance, with light falling into the room from behind her. The tiny hairs on the nape of his neck stood up. Yeah, his body reacted strangely. It wasn't the tension he had been feeling all day, not the fear of getting caught. These legs, standing there, waiting, somehow reminded him of something he couldn't quite remember. The light turned on in this room, blinding him for a moment as the nurse finally started to move again. He could hear her breathing hard as she crossed the room, and he could finally see her through the mirror. The same blue scrubs as the daytime nurses. Her hair was bound into a ponytail, and he could see her arms swinging back and forth while she rounded the bed, stopping next to his wife and only a few inches away from him. He could hear her breathing, looked at the mirror and saw her face turned down, shoulders sinking and rising while she studied the comatose patient above him. It wasn't breathing he could hear, he now realized. Between the beeps of the machine was the sound of someone sniffing the air. Her head wandered back and forth, from his wife's throat down toward her knees, then up again. His eyes followed her movements through the mirror. She looked animalistic, inhuman. Instinctively, Josh held his breath, didn't dare to move a muscle and hoped that he was only imagining things. Finally, after the third time, the nurse stopped, lifted her head up and stared across the room. A low gurgling filled his ears, and Josh could feel his muscles slowly straining. He was still holding himself up. If he let go now, there was no way this thing standing just inches behind him wouldn't notice. He clenched his teeth, closed his eyes to concentrate, and tried to block out the oncoming pain. Slowly, the noise subsided, as he could feel the muscles in his right arm cramping. Please just leave, he thought, as he heard the machine missing a beep completely, and his eyes flew open. The nurse was still standing behind the bed, but he could see her head lowered again, her mouth on his wife's neck. Her legs were shaking. This monster was doing something to his wife. Every fiber of his being screamed at him to drop down and somehow get this thing away from the love of his life, but one single thought kept him back. What if this thing wasn't alone? He didn't know anything about it. As much time as he had spent in this hospital, this nurse had never seemed abnormal to him. What if there were more? He heard his wife's legs starting to shake, drumming on the bed. Do something! His mind wailed, but Josh stayed in place, ignored the burning of his muscles. His wife's collapse had begun at home. This thing couldn't really be responsible for that, could it? Still, no beeping. Only a strange gurgling noise coming from behind the bed, and the drumming of his wife's legs. His heart was breaking. Josh could feel his jaw clench painfully. He had to do something, every part of him screamed. Help her somehow! But he kept silent, waited, until suddenly the beeping noise started up again, and he couldn't hear the drumming anymore. The nurse sighed, nearly moaned, as she pulled her head back and wiped her mouth. Disgust and anger mixed inside Josh's mind. After he had done what he had come here for, after his wife was safe or lost, he would take this thing out, he promised himself. With normal, obviously routine movements, she straightened the covers, wiped his wife's face again, before patting her head one last time and stepping back from the bed. Josh could feel his anger again. Had to tell himself to be calm, to stop the shaking in his arms and legs. He wanted to rip her apart. This last gesture she had done felt violating in a way he had never seen before. His fingers still gripped the frame hard enough to be painful. He had to concentrate on it to stop himself from screaming.
The nurse walked through the room, never looked back while he waited with bated breath.
Finally, as she reached the door, turned off the light and closed the entrance behind her, he allowed himself to sink down slowly until his back touched the cold linoleum floor. He still didn't dare to come out of his hiding place, opened and closed his hands and endured the pain silently. If she came back unexpectedly, he'd still be safe, he promised himself, trying to get blood back into his extremities. Her footsteps followed the hallway away from him. Whatever his dreams told him, this thing had to be involved somehow. There had to be a connection. Josh felt that he was on the right path. Now, he needed to find his wife. And tomorrow, he'd move heaven and earth to get her out of here somehow. Slowly, once he was absolutely sure this nurse thing wouldn't return, he dared to crawl out from under the bed, rising up and touching his wife's forehead. She was ice cold. Her skin felt like it was freezing. His fingertips traced a path down her cheeks toward the spot on her neck. Even in the darkness, he could see some discoloration there. Like a hickey, only paler. The blinking light gave his thing a strangely green hue, and Josh could smell a disturbingly familiar scent rising from it. Sweet, rotten.
What have they done to you?
He whispered while choking back tears and anger welling up inside of him again. The rhythm of the beeping stayed the same.
Shit.
Now that he was here, he could feel his determination wavering a bit. The whole day he had been thinking about what he should do, how he should do it. He had to fall asleep as close to her as possible. At least, that was what his instincts had told him. Only he hadn't thought a nurse would be some kind of monster. Could he really risk it? What if she caught him asleep next to his wife? He wouldn't simply be kicked out of the hospital, that much was certain. This thing might even do the same to him. A chill ran through his bones as he thought about it. Maybe he could hide beneath the bed, hope that that would be enough. Josh felt a pang of guilt. If he wanted to trust his dreams, he'd have to trust them fully. There could be no half measures this time. He'd never forgive himself if it wasn't enough. Slowly and carefully, he touched his wife, pushed her aside a tiny bit while listening to the beeping sounds of the machine. Don't touch or pull one of the cables, he warned himself in his thoughts. To have an alarm go off now would definitely destroy any chance of finding out the truth. Those things would be swarming him, pulling him away from her. The gap between her arm and the edge of the bed was hardly wide enough, but Josh knew he shouldn't tempt fate anymore. He pulled himself up, taking extra care not to touch the tube hanging down, while extending his legs and lying down next to her. It was a lover's embrace, he thought, as his forehead touched the side of her face. A longing ran through him, made him shiver. How long had it been since he had felt so close to her, been so close to her the last time? His heart was aching. He could feel tears welling up, swallowed the lump building in his throat. Just a few moments, he promised her in his thoughts as his hand found hers. Josh closed his eyes. He could hear her heart over the beeping noise of the machine, smelled her through the thick smell of disinfectant, and felt her warmth for the first time since her fall. All the anger and agitation inside him slowly subsided as he concentrated on the sound of her heartbeat. She was close, so, so close. The soft mattress he was lying on seemed to disappear. He could feel wind on his face, drying the sweat and tears, as pale light slowly pushed away the darkness surrounding him. There was grass underneath him. Small, soft blades poked his cheek. He could feel them tickling his skin as he lifted his head and looked around. His heart was beating a mile a minute. It was true, real. The garden he had seen was far behind. Surrounding him was row after row of tombstones, stretching as far as his eyes could see. Josh sat up. The wind was still blowing over his face and through his hair. It even smelled just like he had imagined. Soft dirt. Rain that had passed a few minutes ago, and flowers withering in the sun, sweet and rotten. "Hurry up," he chided himself as he slowly came to his feet and turned around. The gravestones looked unfamiliar. Some of them were broken, others weathered by wind and rain. He couldn't read what was written on them, but Josh didn't care about that right now. His eyes fell upon something he had seen before. Far, far away it had been. A statue, covered in a shroud, two rows down. That was where he'd find her. With short, fast steps he rounded an old and completely weathered gravestone, ignored the red and brown rotting roses lying on the soft earth upon this grave, while heading down toward the statue. She would be there. Waiting for him. He knew it, felt it. A new gust of wind ruffled his clothes and hair. He could smell the rotten aroma, now stronger, more pungent. "Just wait for me," he hissed, jumped between two of these stones and started to run. The shrouded statue was so close. He could feel his wife. She wouldn't be much further either. Josh sprinted, still smelling the pungent aroma as the tombstones whizzed past him. Only a few more feet. The distance seemed to stretch itself. He still couldn't reach the statue, put out his arms while running at full speed. He couldn't reach it. No matter how fast he ran, it always stayed just a few yards away. Josh cursed, allowed his burning legs to slow down, while staring at the grass and graves in front of his feet. It wasn't fair. He had come so far, but the result still stayed the same. How should he reach her if she disappeared any time he came close? His fingertips touched the gravestone standing next to him, while he breathed deeply and tried to ignore the rotten smell surrounding him. No, he couldn't simply give up. There had to be a way, he tried to promise himself, while his lungs burned and legs shook. Only, he couldn't think of one. Waking up, trying again seemed pointless if he couldn't reach her like this. Besides, the nurse might be back any moment. He had no way of knowing how much time had already passed.
"Help me!"
he screamed across the gravestones. Frustrated and scared, while the wind now blew rotten rose petals along the path between the graves.
"Please!"
A new breeze picked up. He could feel the wind pushing into the direction of the statue, blowing the pieces of the flowers along the way. Josh froze as a new sound reached his ears. Quiet, nearly inaudible, and covered up by the wind, but he could hear it. A voice. Tiny. As if it was screaming from far, far away. His heart began beating faster. He recognized her. She was screaming for help too. He could feel it in his heart. Josh started to run again into the same direction as before. The ground stretched itself along the path,
He instantly saw the statue further away than it had been just a moment ago, but kept on running.
There had to be a way. He could feel the breeze in his back, saw the rose petals flying past him. Suddenly, finally, he saw something that didn't fit. The gravestones at his side, the whole grave stayed the same. They didn't elongate, didn't move. He changed direction, never so much as thought about what he was going to do, before his feet found a soft dirt. The instant he touched it, a screech filled the whole graveyard. Something big was screaming, far away in the back, and Josh could feel his blood turning as cold as ice in an instant. For a moment, he couldn't concentrate on the grave he was jumping on, looked back instinctively, and as he saw a shape racing down the path, he could feel the ground beneath his feet suddenly giving way. Soft dirt crumbled around him. He could feel his legs breaking through as his arms flailed about, without anything to hold on to as his mind went blank. The shape was coming toward him with incredible speed. There was no doubt in his mind that this thing wasn't friendly either, but falling down, being sucked into the earth, seemed like an even worse outcome. He could feel his hip already touching dirt. Screamed as the shape raced toward him. Its white robe was bellowing in the breeze. A cowl covered its face. Shit, George thought, completely lost as his chest and head fell through the hole in the grave and darkness swallowed him whole. His fall took longer than expected. Clumps of dirt hit his face and arms and chest. He could still hear the strange thing on the surface screaming as gravity pulled him down toward an unknown place. The fall stopped as suddenly as it had begun. One moment he was dropping, the next his feet encountered something hard, and the force of his fall made him sprawl out on a rough stone floor. He slid across it, could only see dark shapes, tight walls surrounding him, while the screeching above suddenly stopped. Weak light still shone through the hole, but only for a moment. Before Josh could get to his feet, he already heard something moving up there. Wet dirt being shoved onto the grave. The light disappeared, and he found himself lying on rough stone somewhere deep underground. There was no pain, he realized suddenly. Looking up, his fall had to have been at least 30 feet, but neither his knees nor ankles hurt. There was definitely nothing broken, and he could even breathe normally. He had to remind himself that this wasn't real. At least, not in every way. The sound of shuffling dirt above him got quieter and quieter, as the hole in the roof was being filled up from the surface. Josh shook himself, heard the splatter of wet earth hitting the stone around him, before he straightened up and took in his surroundings. It wasn't completely dark in here. A soft light seemed to permeate this place, and he could see what he had found was a tunnel running along below the graves above. Maybe this was the only way to reach the statue. He would find out, promised himself, as he started to walk into the same direction he had taken earlier. Every few feet could see strange circular spots on the roof of this tunnel. This had to be where the gravestones above were standing. Maybe, if he was lucky, he'd be able to dig himself upwards, he thought, but put his idea aside for the moment. First, he had to find her, save her. Only his own footsteps echoed around this place as he walked along the endlessly stretching tunnel. An eerie feeling gripped him, as if the sounds he was making were starting to attract unwanted attention. Unseen eyes followed him. Things he couldn't even imagine were waiting somewhere down there. Should he cry out for her? Call her name? His instincts warned him against it. There was something dangerous around here, even though he couldn't quite say what. His steps carried him forward. Minutes seemed to pass without any kind of change. The walls looked the same here as they had done where he had landed. There were no torches, no strange grooves he could use to find his way. Nothing changed, and he could feel his nerves starting to fray. Maybe he was walking into the wrong direction. Or was this just the same thing he had seen above ground? Endlessly stretching paths that never allowed him to reach his goal? No, he shouldn't think like that, Josh reminded himself, while keeping his steps steady. There had to be a way. He had to believe in it. A soft breeze hit his back, and suddenly he felt a jolt of hope. Yes, this was the same feeling he had gotten up there, the same kind of wind pushing into the same direction. He hoped, and could feel his steps getting quicker. She was up there, just in front of him. He knew it. Josh fell into a jog. He could hear his own steps now reverberating loudly from the stone walls surrounding him. The sound echoed, multiplied, and soon reminded him of a strange kind of applause. In the low light, he couldn't make anything out, but he didn't care in that moment. He'd see her soon. Josh started to run even faster, tried to outpace the noise his steps made, as suddenly something appeared in front of him, just for a split second, before his feet collided with it, and he felt himself lifting off. A scream escaped his mouth as he sailed through the air. He heard this thing on the ground moaning suddenly, tucked in his arms, and felt a sharp pain this time as his shoulders crashed against the stone floor. The tunnel was turning, tumbling around him as he rolled along the path. What the hell had happened? He asked himself again and again, before he suddenly felt the wall bringing his sliding to an abrupt end. Josh heard a ringing in his ears, the moaning of the bundle on the ground, now behind him, and could feel his shoulders, arms, and legs burning. He jumped up as quickly as he could, whirled around to face this thing. Through this distance, he could only make out its shape. Small, bundled up, lying on the ground. A smell hit his nostrils. Sour, somehow familiar. He knew it instantly. Had smelled it what seemed like an hour before in the hospital bed. Josh's voice failed him as he ran back, sliding again over the floor, now oblivious to the pain. The bundle lying there still moaned ruefully as the echo of the footsteps picked up. He didn't care about the rough stone scraping over his knees as he slid to a stop in front of it. His hands were pulling, pushing apart the rough cloth covering her until he finally caught a glimpse of her face. Her eyes were closed. It was dark, but he was sure. Felt it. It was her. She was emaciated, small and fragile, but he had finally found her. Josh lifted her up as the piece of cloth fell down again over her face. She was as light as a feather, hardly heavier than a child. A stabbing pain shot through his heart. He could feel his chest tightening. I'll get you out of here, he promised, swallowed another lump in his throat while slowly standing up. Her breathing was shallow. What should he do? Where should he go? He had hoped she'd be able to tell him once he found her, but in the state she was in right now, she'd be of no help. Josh turned around once. Back where he had come from? No. With her in his arms, he'd never be able to climb up. If there was a way out, it had to be in the middle of the cemetery, where the shrouded statue was standing. Everything will be okay, he whispered, waited a moment for a response he knew wouldn't come, before starting to walk again. This time, he didn't dare to speed up. She was so fragile. If he lost his balance again, he'd crush her beneath his weight, Josh knew, and the mental picture alone made him sick. So he walked on, slowly, whispering the whole time, trying to talk to her, make her answer. But she never even reacted. Cloth over her face lifted, then sunk in the rhythm of her breathing, while his voice got hoarse and his sides started to hurt. I'll get us out of here, soon. We will be home again, I swear. You can wake up. I believe in you. She groaned softly as he said these words, and Josh felt his heart skip a beat. Please wake up. Some movement went through the cloth. He could feel her shaking softly in his arms, as a low whisper reached his ears.
Don't.
Josh stopped instantly. His heart was racing. He could feel his chest tightening again.
Don't. Go.
He shook his head, hushed her softly. I'm not going anywhere without you. I'll bring you back home now. The echo of footsteps got louder again. A new tremor ran through the bundle in his arms. He could feel long, thin fingers grabbing his arm.
Run! Leave!
She hissed suddenly. He could see her eyes flying open beneath the cloth as running footsteps now reverberated around them. The sound that had accompanied him since he had come down here was getting louder, while his own feet stood still. Panicked, Josh turned his head, looked into the direction he had come from. Something was moving, still far away, but now approaching rapidly. He started to run, could hear his wife scream softly as he grabbed her even tighter. There was no time to think. The footsteps behind them were coming closer with every second.
Where's the exit?
He screamed, could feel the breeze in his back pushing him forward. No answer. Only an indistinguishable hissing came from the bundle in his arms.
Shit.
He had to trust his instincts, and they all told him to run away. Whatever was coming sounded angry. There was no telling what exactly lived down here. He ran, sprinted along the corridor, hoping to finally see something that would save them both.
Please,
the small voice hissed.
Please, run, leave.
He could feel the ground shaking beneath his feet, smelled something rotten, sweet. There! He would have nearly missed the change, but in front of him, maybe 30 feet away, the low light got brighter. Something was there. A chance. Josh could feel the stinging in his side and shaking of his arms, but he forced himself to ignore it, to run even faster as the steps behind them made the whole tunnel shake. There were small stones falling from the roof, sounding like rain and hitting him like hail as he ran into the brighter light. The tunnel widened, its walls expanded, and in the middle of the giant room, Josh could see a set of bright marble stairs where sunlight fell into the cave.
She's coming!
His wife's voice shrieked, now loud enough to pierce through the rumbling surrounding them. He couldn't think straight anymore. His legs ran as fast as they could. He didn't dare to look back. Just a little bit more. A few more steps, and they'd reach the stairs, he repeated in his head, trying to drown out any other noise. He sprinted, held tightly onto the bundle in his arms that seemed to gain weight with every passing second now.
Come on!
He groaned as his feet carried him further. The strong, sickly sweet odor now filled the whole room. He had to reach it. The freestanding stairs would lead them up into the light. Josh raced on, suddenly felt his wife's arm around his shoulder, her fingers grabbing him and holding her up.
Run,
she hissed. Without turning around, he finally reached the foot of the marble stairs, jumped up 2 steps at a time, as something large and loud thumped ground behind them. An inhuman roar followed, shaking the cave even further. Josh raced up the steps towards the light. He could finally see the bundle in his hands, his wife's face still covered by the shroud. Please, he begged, hoped that whatever was behind there would simply stay down. The stairs shook from an enormous impact, and Josh could feel himself losing his balance. He screamed together with his wife, jumped up, hoped to somehow stop himself from falling. Hands grasped his shoulders, the bundle slipped from his arms as the shroud fell down and sailed off the stairs, back to the dark cave. His wife was standing before him. Her eyes met his as she steadied him. How long had he waited for this moment? Just this one split second made everything he had to endure worth it. Again, something heavy hit the stairs, shook them precariously.
Let's go!
He heard her hiss, felt her grabbing his hand as she started up the steps. Just a few more. He followed her, ignored the growling beneath and behind them.
We have to leave.
She reached the landing first, and as it came into Josh's view, he suddenly realized the mess they were in. There was light shining directly upon them. A hole in the roof, but it was out of reach. 10 feet, maybe 15, lay between the stairs and their salvation.
No,
his wife whispered, but this time Josh didn't stop. He could hear it, closely beneath them, smelled its stench now, could even taste it in his mouth. Decay. She couldn't be here. Without saying a word, without looking back, he grabbed her hip, pushed her up, and could see the shock on her face. She looked so beautiful in the light. Tears were running down her cheeks. Her scream bellowed out as he heaved her upwards, extending his legs as far as he could. Something touched his ankle. Its long, slimy fingers grabbed hold of him. Her hands reached the roof. Just a tiny bit more, he thought. Pushed again and could feel whatever was on his leg now pulling at him. Suddenly, the weight he was holding up got lighter. You could see her, blocking out the sun as she pulled herself up and looked back down at him. There was fear in her eyes, but also hope. She bowed down, extended her arm toward him. If he jumped, he might even reach her, he thought, before feeling the pull of this thing again. Her eyes widened as he slowly let his arm sink back. If he jumped, he might pull her down again, he knew. Something grabbed his other leg, too. Josh looked up. He could see the statue behind his wife, standing tall, staring toward the sky through a shroud. Just once he had wanted to see her again. Another hand grabbed his hip. He could feel the slime seeping through his clothes. There was no time, he thought. The longer he stayed here, the bigger the chance that she would come back down. He heard her scream as he smiled, tipped back, and fell into the gray, moving mass now covering the whole cave.
We can't say.
The white-bearded man still had this disturbed, perplexed look on his face as she stared at him. She couldn't remember anything since she had stood in the kitchen. As she had woken up, Josh had been by her side, sleeping in the hospital bed. At least, that was what she had thought. He hadn't woken up this past day.
But it's imperative that you get better first.
The man was cleaning his glasses, giving a nod to the person standing behind her, who now started to pull the wheelchair back. Claire knew that something was up. This strange feeling was plaguing her. What had happened to Josh? Why was there this strange sadness inside her? She was wheeled out of the chief of medicine's office, 2 floors above where Josh was sleeping right now. You really shouldn't stress yourself too much. It was the nurse pushing her wheelchair. Her voice, her smell seemed familiar. They stopped in front of the elevator, waiting for it, while Claire still couldn't find an answer to any of her questions. Something wasn't right, she knew. Her gaze wandered to the big window at her side. She could see outside. There was a graveyard next to the hospital. The stones looked like small grey pebbles strewn across a lawn. Right smack dab in its center, she could see a statue. Its form was female. She looked toward the sky with a shroud over her face.
Sometimes it's best to let sleeping dogs lie.
She heard the nurse say again, and for a single moment Claire could smell the odor of rotting roses hanging in the air. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed this week's story. If you did, please consider supporting us on buymeacoffee.com/hauntedtalespod. If you have anything to share with us, be it comments, story ideas you would like to hear, or just cute pictures of your pet, you can find all of our social media links in the episode descriptions. Until next time.